10 is gone, which means he's probably taking a deuce and got stuck in the bathroom. There he is. What's up, Ken? How's it going? It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken running in, and Christian Arcan is here with us. And the crowd is starting to show up here at the Fenway.
First time you missed me on the show.
And we are at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay for what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball and That Dirty Water. By the way, I am looking up and I'm seeing, watching this Canada Bosnia Herzegovina
easy for you to say.
Game. Yes. And there are a bunch of empty seats. Like they just showed, they just showed a second ago. Like when you're
here, there are,
well, not that angle. For some reason, that angle, it doesn't show it as much, but a minute ago, they just showed an angle of the side and it looked like there were a ton, not in the end zone or whatever they call it. What do you call the, they call it the end zone in soccer?
I have no idea.
Sure. I don't know what they call it. It's the pitch,
pretty
though.
Full to me, right?
No, a second ago, they just showed an angle and it was like chaos, half the crowd was gone. No, hang on. Watch. Okay, here we go. Watch. They pan to the left, right. Oh, they're back. Maybe it was when they came back from the break.
Maybe last night. This is Toronto. Toronto, there are a lot of rabid soccer fans, international community.
Big time up there, yeah.
I can't imagine this is not sold out.
I know. Yeah, a minute ago it looked like it was, and maybe it just started, but there didn't look like a lot of people there. But I'm glad it's happening. I mean, as I said, soccer is one of those sports that I'm usually not a huge fan of, except for the World Cup. I'm all in on the World Cup. It's a lot of fun, and now that we've got, I only see Scottish people here. I don't see any of the English people. I don't see any of the Norway, Haitian,
right. Ghana,
Iraq. I don't see any of the people that are playing here.
That was the Iraqi fan base.
Right. I mean, I don't see a lot of them. All I see is dudes in kilts and flags. And maybe they're just louder and more obnoxious. The videos from the Dubliner are just fantastic.
Those are great.
I mean, it's great.
What's the line to get in there? It must be a two-hour wait, at least.
It's a two-hour wait on a Friday and Saturday night anyway to get to the Dubliner. And so then the Tartan Army shows up and just takes over, and they're singing their songs, and they're freaking out. I don't know if I played. Did I send you, Stiz, the clip of them all losing it inside the bar and taking it over and singing? I'm not sure if they did, but they were. I think it was them at the Dubliner last night.
I don't think so, but I'm sure. Okay. I'll find it.
There was just so many of them that at this point I was just like, you know what? I think people understand what they're all about.
What are Scottish bands? Did you guys do this yesterday?
Well, I would say Proclaimers,
and that's it.
Proclaimers.
Chumbawamba. Are they Scottish?
I think they're Irish.
I don't think so.
Irish, man.
Dexy's Midnight Runners, I believe, are Scottish.
Okay.
Frightened Rabbit, Snow Patrol, I think, might be part
like
Scottish. Great band.
Yeah.
Simple Minds.
Simple Minds, yep, they are Scottish. Simple Minds, an underrated band.
Yeah, very good.
I know that they have a couple hits, but
Don't
I remember,
You Forget About Me.
I remember I went and listened to, I wanted to hear Don't You Forget About Me, and it was like their greatest hits, and I just let it roll, and I was like, these songs I've never heard are pretty good.
Franz Ferdinand, Glasgow.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Take me out! They have a hit other than that? I'm not sure.
Jesus Mary Chain, Scotland?
Jesus Mary Chain's a good band.
Yeah.
All right, six.
That's them at the Dubliner.
Okay, you know what I like? You know what I seem to like about the Scottish people is that you ever been around people who drink and then there's a point where they turn angry?
Yes.
Like they're the happiest people in the world and then they just get angry?
We live in Boston. Yes, we know
that. Yeah, right. We've been there. Yeah. We've been there a little too late at closing time where you've seen, you know, people getting in fist fights because he looked at the girl wrong.
Yeah.
I may be completely wrong in this, and I might be the most clueless person in the world, but the Scottish don't seem that way. It just seems like the good times keep rolling.
Well, that's what Kat said. They police themselves. If there's anybody that gets out of line, they are quickly squelched.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing worse than being with a good time, like say, having a great time with somebody, and you're out drinking and having fun, and then quickly finding out that they're that guy that turns into the werewolf. Like the moon comes out, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, I love you, man. You're the best. I'm going to kill you. Like the same sentence. I used to work with a guy like that.
Wow.
But it was like straight, Crash. He'll be the first one to admit it. He was a guy that he would be the most fun. I was like, I won't kill you. But it's always strange when that happens. But the Scottish don't seem that way. Mm. They seem like they just let them, like until the morning, they're still singing and having fun.
But
and if they're punching you, they're doing it out of love.
This is the honeymoon phase. They're here for a week. So let's see how they smell on Tuesday or Wednesday. Just to be honest, I mean, it's going to be a long week.
What are they going to do in Boston for a week?
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
They're doing it. I think we're seeing it.
They're going to hit.
I know that there's like a ton of them who are buying tickets.
They'll hit every
pub. They're
going
to be here tonight. I guess they will. You know what they might be doing? They might be calling a sports talk radio. Do you by any chance have that clip of Scottish Jimmy who called yesterday or Scottish James?
Yeah, hold on, Rich.
Yeah. It's By the way, if you're here from the Tartan Army, I'll take your call. 617-779-7937.
What's the Haitian fan club? I would like somebody from that fan group to call in and rebut the Scottish fervor.
If you are from one of the countries and you are here and you've traveled here to see the World Cup game, 617-779-7937. We should. I honestly, I need to fill my bingo card. We need to get one from every country.
Right, exactly.
Because the Scottish are taking over. Do you have it?
Yeah, Rich, do you want the whole call or the abridged version?
Sure, give me the whole call because I just want you to hear just like what it sounds like to be on the other end of Scottish Jimmy. Now let's go to line one real quick. Scottish Jimmy, what's up, Scottish Jimmy?
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just watched the car there. My butcher was fantastic. I just went.
Are you in town from Scotland?
No, actually, I live over here. But I'm down in Boston just now. I drive a truck. I'm heading back up to York, Maine.
Excellent.
Scottish Jimmy, I have no idea what you just said, but you're Scottish as hell, and I love it. And yes, Kat was great, if that's what you're calling
us. Do you know Kat?
I've seen her podcast before.
Oh, you've seen her pork chops before. I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds awesome. All right, are you going to be staying up till? I mean, I guess it's 9 o'clock. So, are you excited for the Scotland in the Cup?
Yes, I am very excited. But I live over here. I live in York, Maine, so I don't have to stay up all night to watch the game.
Nice. Scottish Jimmy, you call in whenever you want. As a matter of fact, would you mind being our official Scotland in the World Cup correspondent and like calling in after the match?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay, yeah, I can do that definitely. Once I'll be sober, but I can do that.
Outstanding.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Scottish.
Put him on hold.
Did he say, "I'm not sure I'll be sober, but I can do that"? Was that his final line?
I think that's what he said. Okay. He sounded like he was saying
like that. The more I'm around Scottish or I'm hearing Scottish people talk, the more I'm actually starting to figure out what they're saying.
You can pick up a word or two, you know?
You do. All right, line two. We've got Edwin, who is a Haitian fan.
All right.
Edwin, what's up, man? How's it going?
Hey, doing all right. But guess what? Wait until tomorrow. You see the entire stadium is going to be covered with Haitian flags.
Oh, okay.
How many are in town, do you think?
Almost all of us who's in here who's going to that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's about at least 30,000 of us going to be there.
Oh, wow.
What's the Haitian fan club called? Do they have a name?
Basically, we don't have a specific name for it, but it's going to be fun.
What do you think of these Scottish fans that are just here with their kilts and everything? What do you feel about them?
Well, we may not show up like that, but we wearing our Asian T-shirts and Asian flags. It's gonna be all over Boston. As you can see, if you go to certain little stores, you see even Asian flag is a top priority for us.
All right,
Edwin, we're
We're gonna get your number and we're gonna call you after the game. We need a correspondent. Maybe we'll have you and Scottish Jimmy on at the same time.
Brother, call me anytime.
All right, you got it. We'll put you on hold. We will get your
love
number.
It,
that's right.
Think they're gonna like rumble at Gillette?
Oh no!
I seem like both peaceful nations, aren't they?
But then soccer gets involved, and who knows? You know?
They're separated by a moat, aren't they?
I think there's gonna be a bunch of French fans as well. They're gonna be there.
They'll surrender.
I haven't seen any berets in town.
Not Wemby. Wemby's not surrendering. He's guaranteeing a comeback. I mean, the French have changed.
Mm-hmm. I just love the fact that, you look outside, there's Scottish people everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like everywhere you go, it's groundskeeper.
Where do you have it in your accents? Like, is it better,
it's the greatest.
Better than the Irish accent?
Oh, yes. Scottish is better. Yeah, and I think everyone will admit that it's a better accent.
I'll admit I can't tell the difference.
Aussie accent I like. I'm kind of a sucker for a good Australian accent.
All brogues kind of sound the same to me, you know? Like, if the brogue's a brogue, like, it just sounds like a brogue.
Not true.
That's what it does to me. Okay,
the Scottish people use words, too, that I've never heard of before that... Like, so we had Kat on, who was, a broadcaster she traveled over from Scotland. We had her on the show. And so after the interview, I texted her and she texted me back. She goes, "Great, laugh with you guys. We all need to go out and get a beer. Today is mental, as you can imagine. I've managed to blag my way into a big celebrity party tonight." Whatever blag is. Yep. And she goes,
any number.
"As a backing singer, I couldn't make this blank up." And I said, "There's got to be video." She goes, "Oh, yes. Problem is my slot's apparently at 1 a.m. We'll be well on our way by then." And it was just like a bunch of beer emojis. And I said, "Are you sure you're not a Bostonian?" She goes, "You sure you are not Scottish?" So there you go. I you're going to be running into this weekend. If you're in town, you cannot miss them. the Tartan Army will be all around. All
can
right.
They, can they bring the bagpipes into Boston Stadium? Is that legal?
No, no.
Not legal.
No, you cannot bring them. No, but I'm sure you can sneak some liquor in because they were complaining about the prices, which I don't blame them. Mm. I don't blame them. Yes, American concessions have, they're out of control. They are absolutely out of control. Come on, let's get a little bit of that over here. 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Red Sox. There was an interesting article about Craig Breslow and his future with the team. Will he make it through the rest of the season? I know there's ears listening here at Fenway Park, but we got to talk about it. We'll do that next.